In today's discussion, we want to somehow or other try to understand how Krishna, the Krishna that we worship, Brajendra Nandan Krishna, Govinda Krishna, Madhav Damodar, he's actually the son of Mother Yashoda, and he took birth here in Vrindavan in Gokul. And in the same day, there's another Krishna, a second Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna, who took birth as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki in Mathura. That's one point. And the second point, we want to understand something about Krishna's sister that also took birth shortly after him. And then the third point is we want to discuss why Krishna comes to this world. So the first point is this verse. There's several verses from Bhagavatam which the acharyas cite using the Sanskrit words in their tikas to show and prove how Krishna, Brajendra Nandan Krishna, is actually the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. So what we'll see in these different verses in Bhagavatam is that Krishna and Yogamaya appeared as the daughter and son of Mother Yashoda in Gokul, in Vrindavan. On Ashtami, on this day, on Ashtami, Janmashtami, at midnight, Krishna appeared. And then shortly after, on Nomi, which is next day, is Nomi, Ashtami, Nomi, Dasami. On Nomi, around 1 a.m., shortly after, a few minutes after Krishna appeared, then Yogamaya appeared. Sometimes it's used, the word Durga is used. That Durga took birth, or Yogamaya. Sometimes Subhadra is used. In other words, the younger sister of Krishna, who is the spiritual energy. And in different purports in the Bhagavatam, later in the Bhagavatam, which we'll also discuss, when the acharyas use the word Durga, they're not referring to the material expansion of Yogamaya, or Parvati, or Shiva's wife. They're referring actually to Yogamaya, Krishna's sister, sometimes called Durga. It's like in Padma Purana, there's a verse that says that and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati quotes this in one purport, in the 10th canto, he says that Krishna took birth as the son of Devaki. And then, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati quotes in the Padma Purana, he says, Yashoda Ma, Mother Yashoda, the wife of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan, she had two names. Sometimes she was called Yashoda, and sometimes she was called Devaki. So when we say Krishna is the son of Devaki, it also means that Krishna is the son, the two-armed form of Krishna, Brajendra Nandan, Yashoda Nandan, Damodar, Madhav, Shamsundar, he is the son of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Just to back up a little bit, because usually in order to understand Krishna Leela, which is completely rahasyam and secret, we require the mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga. So therefore, before we try to enter into the Madhurya Nam of the Holy Name, the Yugal Nam of Maha Mantra, the Hare Krishna Mantra, which is Leela, it's Radha and Krishna's Leela, with all the gopis going on in the Rasastali. Where is the Rasastali? The Rasastali is hanging around your neck. That's why you see that the Gaudiyas, oftentimes, they hold their beads at their heart. They hold their bead bag against their heart. You know where the heart is? The heart is up here. So they stand like this. They sit like this, and they don't hang their bead bag off their knee and clean the floor with it. They don't have their bead bag at their belly button. They keep their bead bag opposite their heart. Because the bead bag is a Rasastali. Rasastali means a place of pastimes. For whom? In this case, for Radha and Shamsundar and the gopis. The head bead is Radha Shama Sundar, the 108 beads or the 108 sakis. And what do? They have ras. Like they have Ras Leela over here last night, Subal Sakavesh, right? So Radha and Krishna having ras in the rasastali of our bead bag, which we want to keep next to our heart, because we want our heart to become a rasastali. We want our heart to become a place of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Chaito Darpanam Marjanam, right? Chaito, Darpanam, Marjanam. The mirror of our heart, the stali of our heart, the place of our heart must become pure. So that Radha and Krishna can have their pastimes there. So when we're chanting Hare Krishna mantra, Radha and Krishna having pastimes. When we're reading Bhagavatam or Rasa Shastra, Radha and Krishna are having their pastimes. So we want those pastimes to enter our heart. We want those pastimes to enter our mind. And we want to enter those pastimes in our sarup and serve eternally in some particular ras to give pleasure to Krishna. Right? This is sort of city. But to come to that perfectional prayojana platform of pure love of God, which is city or perfection, we require the mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga. So we get the mercy by serving and by pleasing Guru and by chanting Gauranga Nam and by hearing Gauranga Leela. Gauranga Naam, Gauranga Guna, Gauranga Rupam, Gauranga Leela. So therefore, Prabhupada gave us Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now we have Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mango, and so many wonderful stories of Lord Chaitanya, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So when all these festivals of the Lord, Rupa Goswami writes in Nectar Devotion, they must be observed by the Vaishnavas, by the Gaudiyas. They must be observed very strictly and very diligently. And further elaboration of how to observe Janmashtami is given in Hari Bhakti Vilas by Sanatana Goswami for about 500 verses. In 500 verses or so, he describes how to observe Janmashtami. We think you have Abhishek, you chant Hare Krishna, you fast, and you have a feast. Haribol. There's only three things. It's not hard. It's not a big thing. You fast, you bathe the Lord, and you have a feast, a little kirtan in between. What's the big deal? But there's like 500 different verses. You should establish a deity of Devaki, and you should worship her in the mood that she's carrying Krishna in her womb, and you should offer all these different articles, and you should offer the prayers of the demigods and Purusha Shukta, because all the demigods came to see Devaki and they circumambulate. So many things. You're supposed to have a huge mahotsav. Sanatana Goswami. And of course, some mandirs they used to do like this. Radha Govindaji temple used to do for hundreds of years these huge festivals. But for our benefit, we need to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya personally instructed Rupa Goswami to write about all these festivals, and Sanatana Goswami to elaborate how to observe them. But moreover, he, by his personal example as being the ideal guru and the ideal bhakta, because that's one level of his tattva, his bhakta tattva. He's Radha tattva, he's Prema tattva, he's Krishna tattva, he's also bhakta tattva, Vaishnava tattva. So Mahaprabhu is setting the perfect example of how to be the ideal Vaishnava. Trinadapi sunichena sarori vasahishnana amanina manidena kirtaniya sadahari. He was very humble, Mahaprabhu. He was always serving the devotees chandan and prasadam and mala and embracing them and massaging them, washing their clothes and ironing their clothes. When he came back from Gaya, after he got initiated, when he was a new bhakta, when he just got initiated, remember when you're a new devotee, you're really humble and you're really in a service mood when you first got initiated? When the Mahaprabhu first got initiated, he exhibited that mood of a new devotee. He came back, he was taking the clothes and washing the clothes of the devotees and ironing them and doing so many sevas for them at Solan Chaitanya Bhagavan. So Mahaprabhu also observed Janmashtami, and that's described in Bhakti Ratnakar. So we'll just read a little bit to kind of draw down the mercy or attract the mercy of Gauranga, because Gauranga is also Sankarshan. So by our desire, we want to attract the mercy of Gauranga so we can understand a little bit about this Janma Mahotsav Leela. Otherwise, it's very rahasyam. It's very confidential and very secret. So one day in the house of Shivas Prabhu, on the Saptami, Gauranga Mahaprabhu gathered all the devotees and he said, "Listen, tomorrow is Krishna Janmashtami. Tomorrow is the birthday of Krishna." And Srivas and others, knowing the mind of Mahaprabhu, they at once understood that tomorrow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would dance in Goparup. In other words, on this day, Lord Chaitanya, sometimes he's Bhakta Tattva, sometimes he's Radha Tattva, sometimes he's in Mahabhav, but on Janmashtami he's in Krishna Bhav. So Srivas and all the other devotees understood, oh, tomorrow's Janmashtami, Lord Chaitanya, he's meditating on Vrindavan, he's thinking of Krishna's Leela. Oh, tomorrow surely he will dance in Gopavesh. He will take Gopavesh and dance with abandon, like a blissful coward boy running through the fields of Kamyavan and Govardhan. So on the next day, everyone began busily preparing for Janmashtami, which would be the next day. On the day of Janmashtami, Srivas Angam, the house of Srivas, was filled with joy as the auspicious Abhishek for Krishna was performed. Afterwards, they spent the entire night absorbed in Sankirtan. The following morning, Nityananda, this is Nandotsav, this is when the actual party was. The party was on Nandotsav. Krishna appeared at midnight, everybody was sleeping. His mother was sleeping. His father, everybody was asleep. But when Lord Chaitanya came, everybody was awake. You see the difference? Lord Chaitanya came in the day but made eclipse. Right? Because he's Krishna and he's also Gaur. So he was Udilo. He was waking everybody up. But when Krishna came, it was dark. It's very secret. His Leela is very secret. So The following morning on Nandotsav, which is tomorrow, Nityananda expertly dressed and decorated Gaurahari in the garb of a gopa, looking like a beautiful cowherd boy. Ramai, Sundarananda, Goridas, you recognize these names? Sundarananda, Kamalakara Pipalai, Goridas Pandit. Who are they? They're all the Dwadasa Gopal. So now the Gopals come into action. Because Gauranga wants to relish Janmashtami in the mood of a gopa. So then the Dwadasa, the 12 Gopal, these eternal servants of Balaram, and who are Subal and Sridham and all these different gopas, Vasudham and Kinkini and Sridham and Sudham, they all enter Gaur Leela as Goridas Pandit, as Sundarananda. We have our Sundarananda Das here. As Sundarananda and Goridas Pandit, Kamalakara Pipalai, and oh, so many are there. Ramai. So then they, on the Nandotsava, they all dress themselves in Gopa Vesh. And they're full-grown men. They're all married, practically speaking, all grihasas. But they don the vesh, the garb of coward boys. Then they took earthen pots full of yogurt and butter, and they tied strings around the necks of the pots, and then they tied the pots on both ends of a stick. Absorbed in the mood of the gopas, Shivas and Advaita scattered curd and haldi in the compound. They were throwing, in the mood of the gopas, you know, stealing yogurt and throwing yogurt and turmeric all over the place. They were throwing it all over Shivas Sangam. Within a short time, the house of Shrivas was transformed into the house of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's father. This is Gaurli. So on this day, in Nitya Navadvip, and this day, Lord Chaitanya is entering the mood of Krishna's appearance, and tomorrow he has this big celebration. So, Navishnu Puran, there are significant quotes which Natan Goswami and other acharyas quote to support and explain this principle of how Krishna is the son of Yashoda and Yogamaya is his sister. Right? So I just want to read a little bit about that. Because, I mean, Krishna's birth, first of all, Krishna's birth is totally transcendental. But because we're mundane, we're materialistic, we project our misconceptions on the transcendental Divya Leela of Krishna, the transcendental birth. So we say, oh yes, I took birth from the womb of my mother, and Krishna took birth from the womb of Devaki, so he's like me, maybe a little better. So we make aparad, Leela aparad, Thakur aparad, Seva aparad, because we're not understanding. Because Krishna's birth is totally transcendental. When you read, Krishna appeared from Vasudeva Chit, from Shuddha Chit, from Vasudeva consciousness, he appeared from the heart of Vasudeva into the heart of Devaki. It's just like when a guru initiates a disciple, it's not a pregnancy. Is it a pregnancy? Oh, the disciple is pregnant? He's pregnant means pregnant, the word pregnant means full of, enriched with, surcharged with, nourished with bhakti, with the seed of bhakti which will grow and flourish into a premalata and premafal. But it's not, so the same way, Vasudeva, his consciousness became Shuddha Chit, it became pure and full of Krishna. So he transferred his consciousness to his wife. In other words, he's Gurupati. Gurupati means the husband is the guru of the wife. So guru means, husband means he gives his wife Krishna. He doesn't give, maybe he gives his wife so many children, but every dog and every cat and every bird gives their consort so many children. But what is a Krishna conscious father, a Krishna conscious husband? He gives Krishna to his wife and to his children. So in the same way as the ideal father, Vasudeva, and as the ideal husband, he gave Krishna to his wife. But if you examine the Leela of Devaki, and Drona and Dara and different births, she had a desire. She had a desire, I want Krishna, I want God to become my son. I want God to become my son. So Krishna's Yogamaya potency, his Leela Shakti, to fulfill the desire of his Shuddha Bhakta Devaki, he arranged to make it look like a drama. You ever go to a play or a drama? And some man comes out, or maybe the Gurukul boys, they decorate themselves as that play in the 11th canto, Samba. He pretends he's pregnant, and and the sages curse him and say, you'll give birth to a lump of lead, and then that becomes an iron club, and then the whole Yadu dynasty is destroyed. This is Dwarka Leela. This is 11th canto, I believe. So sometimes they imitate this play. So the boy, he dresses as if he's pregnant. He has a big thing and he comes out, oh, you know, and he's imitating and having the experience and displaying that he's a pregnant lady in some drama. But it's only a drama. It's not real. So in the same way, Yoga Maya, to fulfill the desire of Devaki, because no one can have Krishna as their son. It's not possible. Because Krishna is eternally the son of Yashoda and eternally the son of Nanda. So, but Krishna doesn't want to break anyone's heart. He doesn't want to make anyone sad. He's not a heartbreaker, he's a heart maker. Right? So, he arranged, Yogamaya arranged so Devaki, she had all the experience. Oh, I'm pregnant. I'm carrying a child and I gave birth. But then we see, what kind of birth was that? Because before his birth and after his birth, Krishna was always the Aishwarya. He was always the Ashraya, the shelter of the whole universe, the creator and maintainer of the whole universe. And then he never changed or moved from his position. He didn't now become a dependent baby. He was always the absolute supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. And to further amplify that and show that, when he appeared, how did he appear? With four arms and Gada Chakra Padma Shankh, and full head of hair, and gold necklaces, and gold and crown and everything, and radiating an effulgence 10 million times more brilliant than the sun. And as soon as his mother and father, Devaki and Vasudeva, they saw, they started trembling in fear. Hey, Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namama. They started chanting prayers. Not that one. Not that prayer. But they started chanting, hey, Bhagavan! Hey, Jagadishwara! Hey, Jagapati! Hey, Jagannath! Hey, Lord of the Universe! Omnipotent One! Omniscient One! All-Powerful One! We're afraid! So, Krishna's birth is totally transcendental. It's not an ordinary thing. So this is, in some of the Vishnu Puran, it makes these, there's different quotes that describe this whole thing that I described. Vishnu Puran states that on Nomi, shortly after midnight of Ashtami, Yashoda gave birth to a daughter named Yogamaya, who is a sister of Krishna. But because of Yogamaya, Yashoda was in deep sleep. She was deeply sleeping. She didn't know that she gave birth to a daughter. She had some idea she gave birth to Krishna, then she fell asleep. Because Krishna was born first on Ashtami. Then later, on Nomi, the sister came out, Yogamaya. Durga, Subhadra, different names are given. Generally they say Yogamaya. Because sometimes they say Subhadra was born as the daughter of Devaki. At any rate, there's verses that say like that, that she, Subhadra is born as the daughter of Devaki. But Yogamaya, because Subhadra, anyway, that's another point. So Vishnu Puran is also establishing this point, and the Acharya Sanatana Goswami, he quotes from Vishnu Puran to establish this point that Krishna does in fact have a sister, and her name is Yogamaya, and she was born from Yashoda. Now, there's further explanation how there's two Krishnas born in this day. So we should be very clear about that. Because who are we a worship? Are we worshippers of Mathuranath? Yes or no?
No.
No. We're not worshippers of Mathuranath. We're worshippers of Radhanath. Radhanath. Or we can say, no, he's not really Radhanath. But anyway, we can say Krishna Chandra. He's more like Krishna, Radha's servant. But he's not so much the Lord of Radha. Radha is the Lord of Krishna, right? Radha controls Krishna by her prema, by her pure love. So Baladev Vidyabhushan, who is a Shiksha disciple of Vishwanath Chakravartipad, and Prabhupada was very liked him very much, and he established our credibility for the Gaudiya Sampradaya to worship Govindaji by writing Govinda Bhashya. At least he was the via medium for Govindaji to personally dictate the Govinda Bhashya, which is the Gaudiya commentary on Vedanta Sutra, which was revealed by Govindaji, Govinda Bhashya. So Baladev Vidyabhushan, he writes in Aishwarya Kadambini, he explains how there's Vasudeva Krishna, that's one Krishna, and there's a completely different Krishna known as Yashoda Nandan Krishna. And he cites various shlokas to support that position, and he also quotes Laghu Bhagavatamrita. Laghu Bhagavatamrita is written by Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami, of course, is a senior and is a guru, Shiksha Guru of Baladev. So I'll just read a little bit from that explanation. This is in the, what he calls, the fifth shower, text 1. Lotus eyed Krishna, the master of all transcendental opulence and glory, entered Maharaj Vasudeva and appeared before Maharaj Nanda. Learned and exalted, Vasudeva and Nanda gave birth to Krishna, to their wives, who both held him as their son. Because of Krishna's entrance into their wombs, two friends, Devaki and Yashoda, became very beautiful. Appearing as splendid as lightning, they delighted the pious devotees, but they pained the envious demons. When Mukunda Krishna appeared in this world, musical instruments sounded of their own accord. Trees and flowers blossomed, and the minds and hearts of the brahmanas and devotees also blossomed with happiness. Text number 4 of Aishwarya Kadambini. On the 8th night of the dark moon at midnight, when Rohini was near the moon, the Rohini Nakshatra, the queen of Braj, Brajeshwari, easily gave birth to twins. You know twins? Brajeshwari. Who is Brajeshwari? Yashoda. Braja Ishwari. Right? The queen of Vrindavan is Yashoda. Sometimes we say Radharani, Brajeshwari, Brajadi Deshi, Radhigaina, most of the things. It's also there. Yashoda is one controller of Vrindavan. She's called Brajeshwari, but Radharani and Radhakripa Kataksha, she's also Makeshwari, Kriyeshwari, Swadeshwari, Sureshwari, Brajeshwari, Brajadipe, Shiradike, Namostute. So Radharani is also called Brajeshwari, because she even controls Mother Yashoda. So, Baladeva Vidyabhushan says, Mother Yashoda gave birth to twins, Lord Hari and the goddess Durga. So here the word Durga is used. But now when we're using the word Durga, it doesn't mean Mahamaya, it doesn't mean Parvati, it doesn't mean the Adya Shakti of this world, it means Yogamaya, the internal Swarup Shakti, internal potency of Krishna. So Lord Hari and the goddess Durga, and at the same moment, in Mathura, Devaki gave birth to a single child, Lord Hari. When Lord Hari appeared in this way, the pure-hearted devotees became with ananda, filled with joy. Text number 5. Seeing his son and knowing him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva became filled with happiness and gave away millions of cows within his mind, because he's in the prison house. He's in conscious prison, so he doesn't have one cow in his hand. But how many? He can give away 10 million in his mind. Just like you may have nothing in your hand today to offer to Krishna. Oh, I'm a poor grihastha. I'm a poor brahmachari, I'm a poor sannyasi, I have nothing in my hand, I can't offer anything to Krishna. That's the temple's business. Let them do. Oh, really? Well, why don't you, in your mind, why don't you string a beautiful mala, a lotus flower mala, lotus and kadamba and bela and malati, and then tulsi manjari. And lotus and kadamba and bela and malati, tulsi manjari. Lotus, kadamba and bela and malati, and tulsi manjari. And you make that garland to be a 5 flowers, right? I don't know if that was 4 or 5. 5 flowers, that's called Vaijyanti. And then you make it very long, 2 meters long. And then you make it very nice and you put it on a golden tray, beautiful golden tray, and in 2 hands. You take it in your 2 hands and you go to your Gurudev. Hey Gurudev, we went to Manasarovar Lake. We went to Manasarovar Lake in Tibet. And we picked these beautiful nilotpala, these beautiful blue lotus flowers that are only growing there. And we made this beautiful blue lotus flower garland to give the Shama Sundar on Janmasthami. Will you please offer it to Krishna? That can all be done in the mind on this day. And so many preparations you can make. And someone says, I don't know how to cook. I'm not second initiated. I'm a bhakta. I can't cook for Krishna. These are all excuses. Impossible is a word in the fool's dictionary. Do you have a mind? Yes, I think I have a mind. Well, then use it for Krishna. Manmana bhavamad bhakto. Always think of me. So days like this are days for absorbing ourselves and thinking of Krishna and pleasing Him in 1,000. So you offer that garland. You can offer that garland in 1 minute. Half a round. You chant half a round, you offer that beautiful garland. Then you say, oh, now I offer that garland. Oh, now I have to offer some Kasturi Gandha. So I have to go to the forest and see the Palinda ladies over there and get some musk from them. I have to grind it very nicely. Then I have to mix it with a little sandal oil to dilute it, the essence. Then I have to put it on some cotton and I have to like this. So all these services can be done. So in the same way, in the prison, in Kamsa's prison, on this day, when Vasudeva Krishna was born as his son of Vasudeva, he offered from his mind 10 million cows to the brahmanas. So he's in Vasudeva consciousness. This is what people do that are in Vasudeva consciousness. What does Vasudeva chit mean? It means shuddha chit. Shuddha chit means pure bhakti, prema bhakti. Does anybody in this room want to come to the platform of shuddha chit? Yes, everyone. So what is the achar? What is the behavior of someone who's a pure devotee? Vasudeva is showing that Krishna is born in his heart. In the Gundicha mandir of his heart, Krishna sits there. Right? Brajendranandan comes there. He rides there. He'll drive into your heart when your heart is like the Gundicha. And he'll sit there and have leela. And you can offer him so many things. So this is the day to drive Krishna. Let Krishna invite Krishna. Please drive into my heart like you did in Gundicha mandir. You drive in on your chariot. Zoom. You drive in. Please drive into my heart. You know, they have drive-in theaters and drive-in banks and all. In the Western world, they have drive-in theater, drive-in bank. You know, you drive your car and you bank and you drive and you put a button and the food comes and sabjis and rasgullas come from the drive-in Hare Krishna restaurants. Right? You don't get out of your car. So let Krishna drive into your heart. So Baladev goes on. Because Vasudeva was afraid of Kamsa, he quickly carried his unlimitedly powerful son to the home of his brother, the king of Braj, his cousin brother. Text 66. Vasudeva placed his own son in Nanda Maharaj's home in Gokul. Then he took Yashoda's daughter, right? Yashoda's daughter, and gave her to King Kamsa. By Krishna's Achintya Shakti, inconceivable potency, two Krishnas were born separately from Devaki and Yashoda. They became one tiny child. The one Krishna that was born separately from Devaki and Vasudeva in Mathura, he was carried by Vasudeva in the basket, remember? He went there. These other Krishna that was born as a twin brother of Yogamaya was born from Yashoda in Gokul, which is Vrindavan, Mahavan. He was lying there. And so Vasudeva brought his Krishna, he put them down, and due to Yogamaya, he didn't see the other Krishna. He saw the little girl. But on one side of Yashoda Ma, there was Yashoda Nandan Krishna. On the other side, there was Yogamaya, his sister. And Yogamaya was arranging the whole thing, opening the doors of the prison house and putting all the chokidars to sleep and making the Yamuna become knee-deep so he could walk across and putting everybody in a deep slumber and putting Yashoda very deeply asleep. Yogamaya is doing all that, and Yogamaya is born right there. She's Krishna's sister. So the Yogamaya also covers over Yashoda, so when Vasudeva comes there, he doesn't see Krishna, the two-armed form of Krishna. He takes that girl. The two Krishnas become one tiny child. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Prabhupada mentions this pastime in the following words of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 3, verse 47. Quote, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti discusses that Krishna appeared simultaneously as the son of Devaki and the son of Yashoda along with the spiritual energy Yogamaya. Right? As the son of Devaki, he first appeared as Vishnu. So why? The question is, why did Krishna appear as Vasudeva Krishna with four arms in Mathura before Vasudeva and Devaki? Why? It's a question of bhav. You know bhav? What is bhav? Ecstasy, mellow, love, vatsalya, bhav, sakya bhav. That means the love of a mother, parental love. Vatsalya bhav, sakya bhav. The love of a friend, friendly love. Madhurya bhav, madhurya prem. It means love, rasam, taste, flavor. So the bhav, the vatsalya bhav of Devaki and Vasudeva was not enriched. It was not on the level of the intensity and surrender and desperation and purity and sweetness to attract two-armed Krishna, Madhurya Krishna. Lila Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya, Vena Madhurya, Prema Madhurya, Krishna. It was not at that level. Just like if you have bhakti, but it's Aishwarya bhakti, where do you go with your Aishwarya bhakti, worshipping Krishna as the great one, the powerful one, the omniscient one? You don't go to Vrindavan, you go to Vaikuntha, Ayodhya, Narayan Lok, because you have awe and reverence. You must have this sweetness, this intimacy of Vrajbhava. That's why we have to follow the Vrajvasis. Don't follow the Mathuravasis. Don't follow the Dwarkavasis, or you won't get to Vrindavan. So who are the Mathuravasis and Dwarkavasis? Devaki, Vasudev, they're residents of Mathura, then they were transferred to Dwarka, which is the same basic Leela. So if you follow them, then you get four-armed Krishna with Chakra, Gada, Padma. Where's the flute? Vamshikaha. Murali Manohar Nehi, Makanchura Nehi, Vamshidara Nehi. You get Vasudev Krishna. Vasudev. Chakra, Padma, Gada. You want that? You want a club on your head and a chakra on your neck? No. You want to hear the sweet Murali. Right? Leela Madhuram Murali Madhura. Right? Krishna's sweetness. Where came for that? Prabhupada came to distribute nectar, right? Honey. Everyone says, I'm looking for the nectar. It's confirmed. Prabhupada came to distribute nectar. Then that Krishna Balaram's personal bell. That bell is a devotee. That bell, it has a personified form in the spiritual world. If we had the Adhikara, we could see the form of that bell. Right? Just like Sudarshan Chakra has a forearm form, human form, but then he also displays a chakra roof. Anyway. So he's listening to class. And when I said that Prabhupada came to distribute nectar, then he said, yes, I'll confirm that. Bam, bam, bam. Srila Prabhupada ki! So when did Prabhupada appear? Prabhupada appeared on Nandotsav. The same day that they celebrate the birthday of Krishna, everybody's Ananda Ke, Ananda Bhai, Jaya Kaniya Lalaki. Right? That's tomorrow. That we're saying Jaya Prabhupada, right? So Prabhupada appeared. Krishna, because Krishna, when Krishna comes, who does he come with? His devotees. He doesn't come by himself and walk around Manhattan and say, well, where am I? I don't have any friend. I don't have any friends. I don't know anybody here. When he comes with all his friends and associates. Prabhupada's one of Krishna's friends, an eternal associate. So if Krishna comes, so naturally Prabhupada has to come on the same day. What other day could he come? If he comes after or before, you missed the boat. You missed the show. You know, you came on the right time. Kaladesha and Patra. Time, place, and there. Krishna comes, everyone's dancing around. Prabhupada's dancing too. He's dancing and celebrating Nandotsav tomorrow. Why did Devaki and Vasudev have four-armed Krishna? And I said, it's a question of bhav. So there, and I said, that their bhav, their love, their vatsalya prem was not like Yashoda's. They did not have Braja Prem, so they didn't get Braja Krishna. They couldn't even hardly touch Krishna. He came out with four arms and full size, and they said, whoa, wait a minute, this isn't what we ordered. You know, it's like you go in the Krishna Balam restaurant, you order, you know, rice and dal, and they bring you paratas. So, Devaki, she ordered, what did she order? She ordered God, oh God, I'm doing this tapasya because I want you as my son. You know, son means a little, you know, coo-coo-coo and uh-huh, choo-choo, you know. I didn't want, you know, human size, Gada Chakra Padma. Oh, that's what she got. She said, hey, wait a minute. Please, remember, don't you remember what I'm doing, what we did all this tapasya for three births? Krishna and Sutapam, you know, my husband, we went through a lot of trouble because we want you as our son. Oh, okay. Oh, okay, I'll show you for a second. Boop. Then gone. They couldn't touch him. She couldn't breastfeed him. Vasudev couldn't smell his head. Couldn't anything. So it's like, look but don't touch. Just like your big brother, sometimes you have a big brother. And he says, oh, you want some candy? Here, you want some candy? Here. Then you go to get it. He goes, aha! You can't have. Just like in a Leela, sometimes Krishna, they're distributing makkhan. They distribute sweets in the makkhan chaur Leela to the audience. So he goes like this. Krishna comes, he has his hand in the clay pot, you know, and he pulls up a laddu, and he shows it to the audience. Because it's all, you know, you're a part of the Leela, actually. Everyone's part of Krishna's Leela at every moment, if we realize it. So then Krishna, he goes, the boy playing Krishna, he looks at you and says, huh, you want? You want sweet? And then he shows it to you, and you say, you want this ladder? And you go, yeah, yeah. And he goes, puts his mouth, ah. He goes, no, you don't get it. So, Devaki, she got a son, but she wanted to have the whole thing, so she didn't get it. But by hankering, because of her hankering, and her hankering for 11 years, she was hankering. What happened to my son? I never breastfed him. I'm not fulfilled. I never became a mother. Where's my Vatsalya Bhav? He was gone in a second. I never saw him again. I saw him for 1 second. He was gone. So then 11 years later, Krishna came back. And what did he do? He allowed himself to become the son. And 11 years later in Mathura, when he's 11 years old, Devaki breastfed him to fulfill her Vatsalya wishes. And then Vasudev smelled his head, and then they did the Brahman, Upanayanam ceremony for him. So, let's read the explanation from the Vishnu's purport. The Prabhupada quotes, 10th Canto, Chapter 3, Verse 47. As the son of Devaki, Krishna appeared as Vishnu, right? Vishnu, four arms. And because... why? Because Vasudeva was not in a position of pure affection for Krishna. Pure affection means braja prem. This is the purest and topmost bhav. And affection means love. Affection means bhav. His Vatsalya bhav was not of the intensity or the purity, you can say purity, or the level, Prabhupada says, he uses the word pure. He was not in a pure position of pure affection for Krishna. Vasudeva worshipped his son as Lord Vishnu. Yashoda, however, pleased her son without understanding anything of his Aishvarya Tattva. She had no idea of his godhood. He's God. I know, he's just a little brat. He's a little baby. He's my little son. He's naughty. He's mischievous. I had to slap him and punish him and tie him up and crack him, pull his ear and correct him. And when the lightning is there and the thunder, he jumps and he runs in my room and starts crying and wets the bed. He wets the bed. He's God. And he goes in Rohini's house, and he goes in Parvati's house and other Sakhi's houses, and he goes and pinches their kid, then he urinates on the floor, and then he steals the butter. And you're trying to tell me he's God? What kind of God is this? Look, don't you rishis and sages stop all this nonsense. I think you're crazy. You're flying around in the sun too much. You stay in Braj, take some makan and some roti and relax. You have to understand, he's just my son. This is the difference, Prabhupada goes on. This is the difference between Krishna as the son of Yashoda and Krishna as the son of Devaki.